After you mark your songbooks, number 988, I'd like to invite you to continue to use the sermon notes that were handed out. We'll be continuing on the section on Yahweh. The second lesson, we're continuing our thoughts in the beginning of our identity, God. This section we'll discuss at length the name Yahweh, the name for God. Our text, once again, is Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This lesson, again, was inspired by Edwin Crozier, my friend down at North Livingston near Tampa, Florida. In the last lesson, we talked about finding our identity. We talked about how God created us, and thus the beginning of our identity as Christians begins with an understanding of who God is, how He created us, and His intended purpose for us as His creation. We talked about if you want to find out who you are, you need to start at the very beginning. This concept defines who we are as God's created people. Since He created us, our identity begins with His design in mind. We are created in the image of God. Male and female, He created them. If you want to find your identity, you must first begin with your Creator, God. We discussed how our identity is found in the words and the definitions of Elohim and Adonai. We defined how we relate to God as master and servant. We discussed how these words identify God and give us a deeper, richer meaning in our lives as Christians. We discussed not only our identity begins with learning about God's wisdom, but we learn about how His identity that He created for us defines and shapes our lives as Christians. The New Testament is full of instruction and wisdom on how we are to live our lives as Christians. It increases our knowledge and it secures our salvation through God, our Creator. In the second lesson, our focus is on the word Yahweh. And I will focus in on the book of Genesis. That's where the word Yahweh first appears, in Genesis, the second chapter. Yahweh appears more than 160 times throughout the book of Genesis. In English, we have for many, many years pronounced the letters that the Jews inserted for the word God, YHWH. For years, we've pronounced that as Jehovah. They have pronounced it in different shapes and different forms, but the basic Yahweh most of us can relate to. The Jews in later years did not want to pronounce the name of God out of reverence, so they left out the vowels. And in the Hebrew, they only use consonants. So they left the consonants YHWH for the name of God. And simply said the word Lord instead, or Adonai. Adonai is the vowels in between YHWH. I put up for your convenience and mine the Hebrew name for Yahweh, the letters there in the second bullet point. I will not try to pronounce the Hebrew letters there, but I will point out these words or these letters. The Hebrew word is comprised of Yod, Y-O-D. Is vocalized like our letter Y. The next letter there, H, is Hey, H-E-Y. It's vocalized, its pronunciation is Ah. The next in Y-H-W-H is W, or W-A. That's vocalized in the Hebrew with a R long O, or O. And then the last H, again, Hey, H-E-Y, is again pronounced Ah. So if you look at the phonetic way to pronounce YHWH, it's Yah-O-Ah. We would say Yahweh in our English, but they in the Hebrew would say Yah-O-Ah. Now, again, there are different pronunciations, and I am not a Hebrew expert on pronunciation or phonetic pronunciations. But I wanted to put this up so many of you may have never seen the original Hebrew word for Yahweh, or the letters that were used. So out of my own interest, and I'm hoping your interest, I put those up so you could see. Yah-O-Ah, meaning creator, or covenant, is literally our Father. We say God our Father. That's referring to God our Father. God said this in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 8. He says, I am, and insert the Hebrew letters there, Yahweh. That is my name. And my esteem I do not give to another, nor my praise to idols. In Jeremiah 16, verse 21, he says, therefore, see, I am causing them to know. This time I cause them to know my hand and my might. They shall know that my name is Yahweh. Y-H-W-H. If the vowels in the word Adonai are placed in the consonants Y-H-W-H, you get Jehovah. In the days of the Bible, it was pronounced Yahweh. Sometimes Yahweh, depending on which nationality and which pronunciation, the W is pronounced as a V in Germany. So again, I'll point this out for your convenience and for mine. Yahweh. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, probably the most well-known scripture of God telling His people, that is the Israelites, of who He is. And in His discussion with Moses, we learn a great deal about the name Yahweh or the name God. In Exodus 3, 13 through 14, I've substituted the name for God with the Hebrew names that were used. I've also substituted some of the characters' names, such as Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So as we read this context, you're going to say, what? It's in Hebrew, so just relax. I'll give you the English name alongside the Hebrew name. In Exodus 3, 13 and 14, it says, then Moses said to Elohim, or God, see, when I come to the children of Israel in our language, and say to them, the Yahweh of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? That's a quote from Moses. And Elohim, or God, said to Moshe, or Moses, Aye Asher Aye, I am that which I am. We would say, I am sent you. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, Aye, or I am, has sent me to you. Another way to spell the word Aye, E-Y-E-H, is H-A-Y-A-H. Now you might say, well, what's the difference? Well, it's just a different way that they spell it with the vowels. But Aye or I am has this meaning that God constantly is in our lives. He's constantly with His people. I am, in the context, if you think about it, God's name of defining who He is. He always has been. He has no beginning. He has no end. He's eternal. He is I am. After this, Elohim said to Moshe or Moses, say to this to the sons of Yisrael, or Israel, Aye, or I am, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzhak, that's Isaac, the Elohim of Ya'okab, that's Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is how I should be remembered from generation to generation. So if you're sitting there wondering why we're studying this, God has asked you to remember His name. He's asked us to be taught from generation to generation who He is, what His name means. God, Master, Lord, these are all in the context of who God is in our lives. In Psalms, the 71st chapter, verses 4 through 5, we don't know who wrote this psalm. Some conjecture it may have been David. Some have conjectured or surmised it may have been another person that wrote this psalm in Psalm 71, 4 through 5. The psalmist's use of the word for God expresses a deep understanding of the use for the words of God and has a very deep meaning for us. Psalm 71, 4 through 5 says, deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. For you, O Yahweh, are my hope, my trust, O Adonai Yahweh, from my youth. The psalmist here proclaims his hope and trust in Adonai Yahweh. Lord God. He refers to Him as Master and Covenant God of Israel. When He says Adonai Yahweh, Master Covenant. It wasn't just that His hope was in Yahweh. Yahweh, is His hope. Just like our hope today is Yahweh, all of our hope remains with God. Yahweh, our salvation. God revealed Himself to Moses by declaring His relationship with the patriarchs. You see, He didn't want to come to the people of Israel, who were slaves in Egypt, with some other name. No, God came to them through Moses, His prophet, came to them with a name that they would be familiar with. I am the Elohim of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. They would recognize the Elohim, and they would recognize Him as their Yahweh, their covenant, their Creator, their God. His covenant with Israel was still valid and important. See, it had been 400 years since God had talked with the people or the nation of Israel. And now He's sending His servant Moses, saying, I, Yahweh, I am the Elohim of your fathers, Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. God would reveal Himself to Moses more intimately than He had revealed Himself to any of these patriarchs. When God says, I am, has sent me to Moses, this is a key passage, not only for Moses and the Israelites in defining who God is and their relationship with Him, but it's also a key passage in connecting the Lord of the Old Testament with Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Jesus indicated that He was this I am before the Jews in John 8:58. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Jesus making this claim, and not only claim, but in fact He was God. The Jews understood, They understood what Jesus was saying when He says, before Abraham was, I am. You see, that completes the connection between these two names. Ayah, H-A-Y-A-H, is connected to the name Yahweh. And so that word there, Ayah, E-Y-E-H, just a different spelling of the same word, that I am is connected to Yahweh, both in meaning, both in who God is. Jesus here is claiming, before Abraham was, I am God. Yahweh as our salvation. Now I'm going to connect the name of Jesus and Yahweh. Yahusha. Yahusha. You might say, what is that? That is the name of the tangible, visible manifestation of how Yahuwah was vocalized. It is also spelled Yahshua and vocalized in that same Yahshua. This is commonly referred to as God the Son. Most Christians call Him Jesus, Yahshua. Jesus said, the Father and I are one in John chapter 10, verse 22. In the New Testament, Elohim, Adonai, and Yahweh are fulfilled. Jesus Christ, our Yahshua. In John 17, verse 11, Jesus said, and I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. Colossians 1, verse 19 says, for in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. This verse is speaking of Jesus. It shows we must take refuge in Him all and every day. We understand that Jesus is that I am. We put all of our salvation, all of our hope into Jesus Christ, the Son of God, or Yeshua. The connection that Jesus makes, both linguistically, is that a word? Both in language, in the word Yahweh and Yeshua, His name is the root word. Yeshua and Yahweh are closely connected. So we understand that Jesus Christ is our salvation. Just like Yahweh was the salvation of Israel, Yahshua is our salvation in the New Testament. The connection is clear. We understand also from other references in the New Testament, Jesus Christ spoke of He and the Father as one, and that we also might be made one with Christ in our salvation. Our hope dwells and is eternally connected to Jesus Christ's sacrifice. I hope this study of the word Yahweh is our salvation. I hope this has been meaningful and profitable to you. The handouts that you have, there are questions on the right-hand side for further study. So you can take that home with you and you can study those on your own time. Hopefully you can gain a lot of meaning and a lot of connection to God your Creator. As we think about our identity as Christians, we identify God not only as our Creator, not only as our designer of our souls, not only as the author and finisher of our salvation, but we realize that Yahweh, Adonai, and Elohim all point to God. And all of us as Christians identify with Yahweh, with Adonai, and Elohim in our lives. These words may seem complex to you, or maybe perhaps some of the things that you've studied here this morning you might have questions with or questions about. I'd be happy to study those with you further. I'd be happy to point out the things that the Bible teaches about Yahweh, about Jehovah, our God and our Creator. At this time, we thinking about your salvation, to give your life to Christ so that He can be your Yahshua salvation. If you're a subject to the gospel call, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing the song of encouragement.